You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What did you get in your eye? And it, you know, is usually pretty cringeworthy, but it's just kind of fun to talk about. I did post this on my Facebook page last night just to get some, quick answers to kind of goose us here to get things started. I will say the funniest one that popped up, I got to give kudos to Chase, who made a comment. The worst thing he's ever gotten in his eye. He said, Thursday night football last week, Broncos versus Colts.
Chase, you'll get a ding for that.
Chase,
that's
made
really good.
A funny. A lot of metal shavings, a lot of hair brushes, you know. The amount of times that people thought they were putting eye drops in their eye when it actually turned out to be nail glue was substantial.
Like a super glue?
Like a super glue, or you're putting on your fake nails and you put that glue on. The amount of times people are grabbing the wrong bottle, they think it's contact lens solution or eye drops, and they put the glue in their eye, a lot. You guys really need to label those. Please, please label those. Do you have anything that you can think of that you've
The
gotten?
Only one that I remember, ask Josh to get line
Yeah,
one
Josh,
for
grab
us,
the phone, buddy.
The one that always sends out to me is my mom, who was a waitress for a server, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know,
for many years when she was younger, and she was shaking at the restaurant a bottle of, she's going to shake up a bottle of Tabasco, and the lid had not been screwed on. It had just been set on there, and she got a whole bunch of Tabasco on her eye. And on the surface, you think, well, that's not that big a deal. You should have seen it.
Oh, it'll fry your face, man.
It was bad, bad.
Really bad. Oh, that sounds so
all right,
painful.
So we want your calls and your text messages on this. So you can use the same number both times, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We requested an eye doctor, and let's quickly talk to one. Here's Tim. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, Timmy.
So we're curious about multiple contacts in one eye. What does that do to the vision? Does it just maintain that correction, or does it jack it all up?
It does jack it all up. As far as think of a magnifying glass or a minifying type of lens, you're going to have either everything out of focus or way too much focus, and everything will be out of focus. So
just generally just jacks everything up. You're not going to get supervision out of this where you can read, you can see like an ant crawling across the floor like a block down, you know.
Exactly. One of my classmates from optometry school actually pulled out 15 contact lenses out of an elderly gal in St. Louis.
Wow.
And I thought that was impressive, but the most I've ever seen for myself is two or three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So could it be the kind of thing where they put a contact in and their vision is still not good, so they forget, they think maybe I didn't put a contact in, and then they go back to try to correct it and put one.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just wondering
how
that's
does
why
this
they
happen?
Keep stacking up.
Well, a lot of times cognitively, these people aren't 100%.
True. Yeah.
And then also, yes, as far as like, hey, I'm not seeing very well. Oh, I forgot to put in my contacts. I'm going to go in and put another one in. But yeah, that video is crazy.
Isn't it nuts? So on the basis of this story, the strangest thing you've got in your eye, what are some of the things you've seen that people have gotten in their eyes?
I mean, like anything from shard glass to fiberglass, super glue for sure.
Yeah.
But just a lot of just mistaken bottles and containers like you were talking about. So
yeah. It makes me cringe, man. I don't
know.
I got to
know
it.
What you do when somebody comes in with super glue in their eye. Like, what's the treatment for that?
You just have to basically open up the eye and irrigate it with saline, contact lens solution, try to get the lids not to stick to the eye or the sclera, conjunctiva. And just try to break all those bonds. Yeah.
Tim,
I want you to know that I am the most queasy person when it comes to eye stuff. I'm supposed to go to my next eye doctor appointment this week because it's been a little over a year. But I can't handle eye drops, contacts. I can't stand anything in my eye. Is that common or am I just a weirdo?
I would say 20% of the population does not like things in their eyes.
Yeah.
And the other ones are like, put whatever you want in my eyes. Let's make it happen. I dare you. Well, Tim, we asked and you delivered. Thanks, man.
Wait a minute. One last question.
Oh,
you,
Dom's got one more.
One last question that we ask everyone who's some sort of doctor. How much were your student loans when you got out of school?
$120,000.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. We asked you. You're a good man. Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you.
You bet. Take care.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. If people are often have like a bad feeling associated with Mondays, like, I dread Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to make your day better when you hear what's happened to other people. So you realize that today is not that bad. The segment is entitled, What Did You Get in Your Eye? Let me read a couple of them that have come in through text message at 303-691-1649. Sarah up in Thornton, where they eat their dead, says, we were at Disney World. I was cracking a glow stick for my son. It cracked all the way through and shot right into my eye, burning like you wouldn't believe. She said her face and shirt glowed for hours.
I was going to ask that.
And I told her, I said, at least your family could find you in the crowd. Right. At Disney World,
yeah, do your eyes glow if you get that stuff in there?
Yeah, she said it did. Everything did.
That's pretty cool.
Tia got a toenail clipping in her eye. You know, those things can shoot out, right, at about 120 miles an hour.
Yeah. Leanne wrote in the same thing on my Facebook. She says, a piece of toenail while giving a pedicure. I was working at a spa. I had to go right to urgent care. So I can see that thing going up and just like the pointy end going, hink, and just sticking right in your eye.
Yeah, impaling your eye. It's almost like an hors d'oeuvre or something. Christina says, I have a cat who's scared of everything. I dog sit occasionally. My cat hides the whole time. Once while I was puppy sitting, my cat was in her cubby on the top of my shelving. I needed to move her. The cubby's above my head. I'm gently taking her out. Dog gets excited and jumps up. Next thing I feel is warm liquid on my forehead down into my eye. She says, OMG, the panic of wanting to immediately get in the shower, but still needing to corral the cat and the dog. She goes, but I guess it's sterile, right?
I guess.
She got cat pee in her
eye.
That's
disgusting. That is so foul. The cat pee is so gross. It smells so bad. Oh, that's one of the more strange ones. I was actually trying to think of me personally. I think the strangest one I've had in my eye was the tongue of a giraffe. We went up to the zoo, or I guess we'd be down to the zoo in Colorado Springs, and you can feed the giraffes there all the lettuce. And I was holding the lettuce trying to get a picture, and I turned to the side, and they have those massive tongues, and he came right up and just licked my face and licked me right across my eyeball.
You're lucky the eyeball didn't shoot out.
I know, and if you're familiar with the giraffe saliva, it's extremely like slimy and stringy, and that was like all over my eye, and that was one of the most foulest things I've gotten in my eye. Ken says the battery water from my car battery was popping open to the top to refill the water in the battery, and it splashed up and hit me in the eye.
How do you not lose your sight?
How do you not? That's like acid, right? A lot of curling irons coming in and mascara wands. A
lot of super glue.
A lot of super glue.
Shannon says her husband got a sharp piece of metal after soldering. She goes on and on about a few things. She goes, yeah, he now wears safety goggles. She said it was a metal shard. And she says, I honestly think he just took a magnet to it himself to get
it out.
She goes, it wasn't his first time. And then she closes out by saying, I married a moron.
Put your safety glasses on, man. That's crazy. A lot of Clorox coming in. My dad got... No, it was gasoline. My dad had gasoline splash him in the eye, and he had the super glue in his eye, too. Eric says, poop. I was changing my kid's diaper. He grabbed some of his stuff and threw it at me, hit me right in the eye. Yuck. This one sounds so sweet. Natasha says, I was making hot peach preserves, and I got some boiling hot peach preserves right in my eye.